October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it's National Diabetes Month, and it's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The U.S. Department of Justice defines domestic violence as a pattern of abusive behavior in any relationship that is used by one partner to gain or maintain power and control over another intimate partner. Once a person becomes a victim of domestic violence, it can be difficult for them to get the help they need.
I met my husband while I was in college, and we got married about 2 years after college, and everything was exciting before then to me. But once we got married, I guess I would say closer to the time that we got married, that's when I started to notice things. In retrospect, I'd see, you know, there were a lot of red flags.
Erica is a 30-something mother of two. She sat down with me on Monday to talk to me about her experience as a victim of domestic violence. Erica received counseling at a local nonprofit we reached out to. She agreed to speak with me as long as I only used her first name to protect her privacy.
For me, it wasn't a daily, you know, situation where he was constantly physically abusing me, but there was a lot of, you know, like mental abuse going on and financial, where he controlled all of our finances and I didn't have, you know, I would have to ask just to go get groceries or just to do anything. I had to get his permission.
Domestic violence can be physical, sexual, emotional, economic, or psychological. Like Erica, many people don't know that they are victims until a family member or a loved one intervenes.
It actually, the worst time, I guess I would say, of physical violence, I only left for a week. I actually still stayed. It took my parents stepping in. I came down for a friend's wedding and being able to get outside the situation because I was isolated. I wasn't around family. I was, you know, just around his family and I was just around my husband. And so it took me getting outside of the situation to understand how serious it was what I was in.
Another factor that empowered Erica to seek help was her children.
My daughter and my son, they weren't even five by the time this stuff happened. But at the same time, your children can see it. To me, I always thought, no, they don't know what's going on. Your children know, you know, and it's something that's going to impact them and very well determine the type of relationships that they have.
Erica found solace and education at the Coastal Women's Shelter, which serves Craven, Jones, and Pamlico counties and reaches out to victims of domestic violence. Martha Hardison is the executive director.
The Coastal Women's Shelter provides counseling services on individual basis, on one-to-one, but it also has monthly support groups that is held twice a month for those that are victims of domestic violence, and they are held in all three counties.
The shelter also provides a 24-hour crisis line, court advocacy, transportation, and employment resources. They also operate a safe house where victims can stay at a secret location until they get back on their feet.
We actually shelter those women and children that are on the run, that need safety. We actually provide the housing, education, and let them stay with us from 60 to 90 days so that they can help to rebuild their lives.
The Coastal Women's Shelter is primarily funded by state and federal grants, as well as churches, other nonprofits, and fundraising events. The shelter also runs Helping Hands Boutique in James City to help generate funds. In 2011, the agency sheltered 648 women and children. Through counseling services and referrals, the Coastal Women's Shelter estimated it served over 5,000 people. Executive Director Hardison says a person may come to the shelter multiple times to receive services.
Statistics report that sometimes it takes 7 and 8 times before an individual makes the final break from their abuser. And we try to continue to support them in their efforts to be strong enough and to be self-sufficient to make that move.
Unfortunately, not all domestic violence victims escape their abuser. According to the North Carolina Department of Justice, state and local law enforcement reported 106 total homicides in 2011 related to domestic violence. About 18% of those incidents occurred in eastern North Carolina. Compiling statistics can be difficult because domestic violence cases often go unreported. Still, Hardison says there has been a surge in domestic violence so far this year in eastern North Carolina.
I think because of the economy today, because of the stress, because of the job market, these kinds of things that bear very heavily on the family, deployment, those kinds of things, that we're seeing an increase in domestic violence in families in our area.
The Coastal Women's Shelter targets females specifically because in 85% of domestic violence cases, men are the abusers. However, males can be victims too. Speaking as a survivor of domestic violence, Erica urges anyone to get help if they are being controlled or abused.
Like, no one has the right to abuse you. No one has the right, whether it's financially, whether it's mentally, no type of abuse does a person deserve. But it's really finding that strength within to know that you don't deserve that. And that's what it took for me, because even leaving, you know, I still struggle with wanting to go back to that situation. But we have to love ourselves enough to know that it's not okay, no matter whether it's a man or a woman, it's not okay, and you have to really find that strength, and there are so many resources out to help you.
If you or someone you know is a victim of domestic violence, you can call and get counseling through the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. You can find more information on the Coastal Women's Shelter at www.coastalwomenshelter.org. I'm Jared Brumbaugh.